Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And on a line is a guy who could talk about that a lot. He's one of the best in the business, Mr. Ricky Ricardo. Hi, Ricky.
Good morning, Ed. I'm right now I'm more concerned about the shift change at the Borgata, if you know what I mean, Ed.
We are monitoring it around 9 o'clock. Say some of the ladies leave and some of the dudes come in. And nowadays we are told that that is politically incorrect, but we do monitor it very closely just to say.
I'll be leaning on the radio just to hear it.
All right. Ricky, you know this because you know when we booked you. When we booked you yesterday, we did not know you would be in the middle of the COVID drama.
That's
Red
right.
Sox-Yankees last night. Can you tell us what happened behind the scenes where they called the game off because of the virus?
It was the strangest thing. I got to the ball. I actually flew back from Florida from the All-Star break. Took a couple of days off to go home. So I go straight from the airport to the ballpark, and the guys are on the field taking batting practice. The team is taking batting practice, the infield practice, and all of a sudden you see the manager wave him off the field. He didn't think twice about it. You know, the reporters are on the field talking to a couple of the guys. Everybody gets waved off the field, then the Red Sox come out, and they're very tentative about going out on the field also. And then we come to find out. Now, remember, this started last week.
Right.
Yeah, Jonathan Loaiziga finished the game on Saturday night over the weekend in Houston, Saturday night in the cold game. He finished one of the games in Houston last weekend, the Yankee relief pitchers, and he got put on the COVID list right around the same time some of the Phillies guys did. So you figure, well, everybody's going to spread around the country during the All-Star break. And yesterday morning, we found out that Nestor Cortez Jr., one of the relief pitchers, and Wandy Peralta, another one of the bullpen guys, had already been put on the 10-day COVID list. But we had no idea that Aaron Judge and then Gio Urshela and Kyle Higashioka, which usually is Garrett Cole's personal catcher, but he's the number two catcher on the team, had also tested positive. What's concerning is, especially with Aaron Judge, if this whole thing holds up, that he's positive. He escorted Hank Aaron's widow in the ceremonies during the All-Star game on Tuesday night. And, you know, no one was wearing any masks. So, you know, it's not just the players, but it's the contact tracing and everyone else that was, you know, it's been close to these guys.
All right, there was a lot of events and things associated with the All-Star game, including the home run derby. Judge could have been in contact with Zach Wheeler. Yeah. He could have been in contact with the Phillies, who already have lost four players to this. Is it amazing to you that this is still an issue 16 months after the pandemic started, Ricky?
Yeah, it is. And unfortunately, these guys were all vaccinated.
Yes.
Up until now, the guys that have tested positive were all vaccinated. I got vaccinated as part of the team. Everybody got the J&J shot. The Yankees were one of the first teams to be over the 85% vaccinated threshold, so they didn't have some of the restrictions. But this is the second time. They had an outbreak back in May when one of the coaches, Phil Nevin, got real sick. Gleyber Torres, who later we find out had some false positives, missed seven games in May. And I guess this morning we're waiting, for more information on whether we're going to have a series this weekend or not.
But Ricky, they're over the 85, but they have six guys who are – they don't have symptoms, right? They're just testing positive because they were – even though the vaccine is preventing them from getting any symptoms, they still technically have the virus in their system?
They technically have the virus, and they can spread the virus to those that aren't vaccinated. And some of the Red Sox that were at the All-Star game, according to Alex Cora, their manager, some of their guys are not vaccinated. I guess the Red Sox are one of the teams that did not get to the 85% threshold. Those guys were all together in the American League clubhouse at the All-Star game, so you never know. So some of the Red Sox, the Red Sox guys had to succumb to testing yesterday afternoon also. We still don't know those results.
Here's the other thing. So next week, the Yankees are supposed to play the Phillies, and neither one may not be able may be able to field a team or not. We don't know how many players are going to be able to play.
Yeah,
this is crazy.
It's crazy. Maybe we won't see an Aaron Nola against the Nestor Cortez. I mean, there's certain matchups that I was looking forward to. The way that they line things up, I wanted to see Cole against Wheeler on Wednesday night, but both managers decided to go in a different direction as far as setting up their pitching is concerned. So we won't see that. But no, you're absolutely right, Andrew. I mean, this is crazy. We thought we were beyond this. There's no restrictions for fans at Yankee Stadium. We were expecting four big-time houses against the Red Sox, you know, four night games, all four national TV games this weekend. And now this wrench has been thrown into it. And we'll see. All we can do is wait around this morning and find out if we're going to play.
Hey, Ricky, we saw a fascinating thing happen with Wheeler and Cole. Wheeler's in a game in the sixth inning, and he's getting a high pitch count. So Girardi comes out and pulls him out of the game. And Wheeler does not hide that he's ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, same week, Cole's on the mound, 123 pitches, two outs in the ninth. His manager, Aaron Boone, comes out, and Cole flips out and starts screaming at him and tells him to get back in the dugout. All right, is that what pitchers have to do now to get their managers not to follow robotically the pitch count? You got to yell at your own boss?
I tell you what, Gerrit Cole is as big, and Wheeler too, but Cole is outwardly as big a competitor as I've ever seen, and the expletives and flying. It was, you know, it was MF and get off my mound and everything. Oh, yeah, he admitted it. He said so after the game, that there were a number of expletives that were said, and then he blacked out, doesn't even remember what he told Aaron Boone, but it was expletive filled, and I'm getting this last out. There was no way. You're going to have to pry that ball out of his hand. There was no way he was going to allow Boone to bring Aroldis Chapman, who has just been terrible, terrible. He wasn't going to blow that game with Aroldis Chapman. And remember, then on Sunday, what happened, the debacle on Sunday, where they gave up a five-run lead in the bottom of the ninth inning, and it was, you know, public enemy number one in New York City, Jose Altuve, that hits the home run again.
Oh, you've seen a lot of weird stuff this year, Ricky.
Oh, I have. Yeah.
I got to ask you, speaking of that, so Ruben Amaro was with us yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's describing the atmosphere. We were talking about how Guerrero hit the home run, and he ran by Tatis. And Tatis said, gee, you should have stayed at the home plate longer. He said it in Spanish.
Right.
So Ruben said, you don't understand that it's a whole different culture with Latin baseball. He said, in the winter leagues, fans are in the stands, Ricky, with fistful of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Betting on the next. Have you seen this stuff where they bet pitch to pitch and they're all partying and going crazy? Is that true?
Oh, you haven't lived till you've been to a game in the Dominican Republic in the winter. The alcohol is flowing. The gambling is flowing. I mean, they've got bookies in there, basically bookies in the stands that are dealing with the dollar, with the cash, because you're betting pitch by pitch, strikeout or a hit. There's all kinds of things going on. The app, those betting apps that we have that, you know, Ava runs, those things are live human apps in the stands. And then you got the party and the girls are dancing on top of the dugout between innings. It's really, really crazy. It's an event each and every night.
Now, maybe that's what they need to make baseball more exciting. Yeah, we need a little more of that.
Oh, that'll lead to good things here.
Ricky, now, yesterday we had a show where people could call and complain about stuff.
Oh, it was great. The guy that complained about John Johnson's delivery, I always thought it was kind of creepy, too, if you do what I say, Daddy's going to give you some candy.
All right, Ricky, don't get in the middle. Ricky, here's what I wanted to ask you. Al's main complaint was, and you're the perfect guy to ask because you do football and baseball, that football is the monster that ate all the other American sports. Can you explain why football keeps getting bigger and bigger and taking some of the spotlight away from the other sports?
Football is king. I'm trying to remember who said yesterday that football. Oliver Stone, the director, yesterday said that the NFL has become arrogant. So on the same day, great minds think alike. Al Morganti and Oliver Stone. How about that for a comparison? But I agree. Football has swallowed everything up. In today's lifestyle, I've come to the conclusion that it is getting more and more difficult for the general public, the general fan, not the big-time fan like us, dedicated sports. We live sports day by day. But the general fan, it's getting more and more difficult to follow a team in detail on a daily basis. When the National Football League allows you to have appointment viewing and really to be an appointment fan, you've got to be a fan from about 8 a.m. on Sunday, or if it's a Monday game or Thursday, but on game day. You plan your fandom around the schedule. It's once a week. You can leave it all on the table. You drink, you eat, you gamble. You use all your energy on your team once a week. And in today's American lifestyle, it fits. And the NFL knows this. They've enhanced their product, built around our lifestyle. They're going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And eventually, it's going to be the NFL and everybody else.
That is the single best explanation that I have ever heard of what's happened. Finally, Ricky,
yes, sir.
You know this as well as anybody. I believe you may have even done it before the pandemic. One of the things that we think may change permanently is broadcasters like you going on the road rather than doing games off monitors. Could you explain to people the difficulties of trying to do a play-by-play broadcast using only the monitors because you're in a studio, not in a ballpark?
Well, number one, and the great John Sterling was guilty of this last week, and I felt so bad. You're at the mercy of the television producer who's not going to give you a heads up about maybe he's putting in a replay. John called a home run twice the other day. It was an Aaron Judge home run. He called it live, and it was a replay of his first home run.
That's what we heard. We did hear that, Ricky.
We never get a heads up from the TV people about what's coming on the monitor. So if you turn your head for a second, if you look down at your scorecard or you're looking up some information or some statistics, then you pop your head, your eye contact back to the monitor. You don't know if that's live action. It's not like the old days when they used to flash a thing on the bottom of the screen that said videotape replay, and you knew that wasn't live action. So you really have to be on your P's and Q's and keep your eyes on what's going on live on the screen. Now, I will tell you this. Major League Baseball has made it as easy as possible with giving us several angles. We get several monitors with several angles, bullpen, the whole field from the top. They've done their best to try to make it as easy on us broadcasters as possible. But it is for those that aren't used to it. And I've done it because the Yankees never traveled their Spanish. The Phillies did. I used to travel a lot on the Phillies charter. The Yankees don't do that. But I think with doing it from home now, Susan Waltman doesn't even leave her house. She doesn't even come to the stadium or the studio.
Wow.
Okay? And they will be equipping me for next season. They've already given me the option next to the Yankees. We'll see if our boy Spike will allow me to do it. It was now my double boss, Spike Eskin. But they'll allow us to do the road games from my house. So I would even have to leave.
But you're not going on the road then. You will not go on the road. Will you go on the road with the Eagles?
With the Eagles, it remains to be seen. I have not been told one way or the other. But the Yankees, I'll never see the road with the Yankees.
But given your preference, you would still go on the road. You could do a better job.
I'd love to go on the road. Absolutely.
Not for the other stuff, Ricky. For the game itself. I know.
Not for the ancillary stuff. No, I can get plenty of that with McCoo. No. It's the game experience is different when you're there. Absolutely. But I'm used to it. The baseball side, I'm used to it. I've been doing it off monitor now since I left the Phil. So it's 8 years of monitor on the road. The difference for me might be that I might not have to leave my house in Florida next year for the road trips. I just fly up for the home game.
You could do the McCoo, your fiance could be the color cork broadcaster. She could do
absolutely. She could be the sideline reporter and be right next to me.
Mm-hmm. Ricky, we love you, man. Thank you, pal. Talk
Anytime.
To you soon.
We'll see if we play today, Andy. We'll see you next week for the Phils and the Yankees.
Yes, we'll talk next week for sure, Ricky. Thank you, buddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.